always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, and this is a day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. Hopefully, you will rejoice in it and be glad, man. We got to have that Yada the King praise, and this is Yada the King, man, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life, man. And today, we're going to get it in with a brother, man, that is no stranger to my backyard. You know what I'm saying? He whooped me up in Madden once. I'll just say that. But, you know, RTL has been out here, man, and we're gonna talk about his ministry, man. And we're gonna talk one thing that I really like about what he does and every release party and a lot of the ventures that he has. What he does is he actually gives back to a certain kind of person, you know what I'm saying? So, we're gonna find out what's the group that he's giving to, why he does that, man. And also, the topic of today is beef. Somebody say beef, beef, that's right, like what. And I got this topic from one of our Twitter followers. I was like, man, what should we talk about? She was like, man, Christian rappers beefing against Christian rappers. Artists beefing about the ministry just being different. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to ask, is it really a beef or is it a misunderstanding, man? We're going to talk about that, man. See what RTL has to say about that subject and see how we could get together, man, and all work together for the good of the kingdom of God. And that's really what it is, man. I got a new joint right here by Wes Pendleton, produced by the homie T. Wyler. The new joint is called I Made It. If you got music, send it to us at yadatheking.com. Here we go.
In their hands and malice in their eyes, they're waiting on this moment as a yell out battle cry. They were saying, off with this head, this sanctified menace. The gavel's landed, so let's carry out the sentence. The reverend seed, they're gonna sprout a bad weeds. This damaged bruised fruit is falling far from the tree. But little did they know, I had a praying mama. And my father named me Junior, so I lead it through the drama. Was raised from the womb to have our reverence for the Abba, and taught to flee from nonsense to the everlasting aqua. What you see standing right before your face is a dead man walking, raised in never-ending grace. The prayers of the righteous pierce the clouds in the skies, and the Almighty answered in my favor on high.
Know you see me smiling, but if I could take you on a journey, rewind it, and see the real and dark things behind me, you would understand the joy that's deep inside it. And see that I made it when they counted me down and out.
Wrath coming from the wound. My own hands digging dirt cement for the tomb. Could have been gone real soon. High noon for this character. New stangling for trying to massacre the messenger. Instead he blessed her. Staunch liar and a cheat. Nickname fabric softener cause I stayed in some sheets. Yeah, that was me. No shame in my game. The dice could have rolled the other way. Chained to my shame. Repeat the story. The very thing that was used to put me down. Keep the story. That turned a young timid boy into a clown. Keep the story. Get me ready for that day to wear a crown. Keep the story. And rest in glory. Brothers, sisters all around. What was meant for my destruction paved way for my good. And his good and perfect work will pan out like it should. So be encouraged. Life's given by his words, and he stated that he's already done it, and we already made it.
I know you see me smiling, but if I could take you on a journey, rewind it, you see the real and dark days behind me, you would understand the joy that's deep inside it. And see that I'm hated when they counted me down and out. You see that I made it. Journey rewind, you see the real dark days behind, and you would understand.
don't really want it, but it's calling my name. William, come and get me, I can take away your pain. Come a little closer, you got everything to gain. But I got too much to lose, I'm about to go insane. I've been here too many times, got my head low. If I gave a dime for every time, I'd be dead, bro. I feel that battle in my soul, the pressure closing in. My passion's asking for a pass and I can't hold it in. There I go again, no self-control again. I'm too good at giving in. Feeling like throwing in, the tail of guilt is closing in. Sometimes I climb the heights, but I'm at my lowest end. Cloaked in deception and overdosing on potent sin. So gone, baby, wanna be home again. Wanna feel whole again, come feel this hole again. Now I'm doubled over with my face on my knees. At the side is where I wanna be, but there I go again, falling.
Face to the pavement, once again faced with the same
thing. There I go again, falling.
I don't think I'ma make it. Don't know how much longer I can take
there
this.
There I go again, falling.
I'm caught up in the sin. I wonder if I see your face
there
again.
I go again.
Trying to keep it cool, I don't wanna leave the plane. But it's hard to block out everything that she be saying. Look like, could come in, baby, just reach out and take my hand. There's no need to fear me, all I wanna do is dance. I believe the lie, now I'm headed for my doom. They ain't finally got me locked and now I'm back to be consumed. Feeling like I'm watched by everybody in the room. Cause they know I'm a fake, and if not, they will soon. Have you ever felt like the world's finna close in? Shackles on your hands and your feet, and you doze in sleep to the logic you possessed. Before all of that mess, I was sober-headedness. With the rest, what's left is a schizophrenic shell where a man once was. Now you get to see the damage your lust does. So now I'm doubled over with my face on my knees. At your side is where I wanna be, but there I go again, falling.
To the pavement, once again faced with the same
thing. There I go again, falling.
I don't think I'ma make it. Don't know how much longer I can take
there
this.
There I go again,
falling. I'm caught up in the sin. I wonder if I see your face
there
again.
There I go again,
falling, 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 falling.
Every time I fall, he gon' pick me up. The Lord is my shepherd, homie. He gon' pick me up. I fell into the trap again, but he gon' pick me up. Remind me of his promises, in him I put my trust. I don't never have to give him to the lies. I'm feasting on his word, all my sin I do despise. So now I'm down before his throne, praying on my knees, asking Lord, give me grace, please. I don't wanna be fallen.
So I gotta face this, but I know that's nothing that he can't face. Where they placed him, cause I know his grace is amazing. He's covered all my sin. It's gone never to be seen again.
So I'm
calling, calling, calling.
Chase's devotional. Are you looking for passionate intimacy in your walk with Christ or seeking for more in your Bible study? These devotionals are to be read and applied to change the hearts and minds of God's children, herself included. By using her imagination and her love for writing, her fresh stories infused with the word come from the heart of God. You want Chase's newest devotional? Join her mailing list. Chase's devotionals, adjusting your focus with your daily walk with Christ at genuinelife.com. We invite you to join and fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way. You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Duck King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Trip Lee featuring J. Paul. The joint is called Fallen. Man, that's a banging joint right there. I love that music video. I keep saying that. I love that music video. And speaking of music videos, I know, RTL, you got a couple videos in the works, right, man?
Yeah, I do, man.
All right, and I'm going to say this, man. Grammys, watch out. You know what I'm saying? What's the Oscars, watch out? Because, you know, my man RTL, he's an actor, man. He could get it in with some of the best of them. I mean, you know, RTL don't say too much about him being a comedian, but hey, he gets it in, man. But RTL, man, since the last time you've been with us, just share some of the things that God has been showing you, man, birthing in you, growing you up, even some things that had to die in you, man, through some of the stuff that you've been through, man.
In the last 2 years, it's really just been about growth and development. I haven't released any albums because I really, you know, God just really let me know there were some things in my life that I had to work on that needed to be worked on and resolved. And for the most part, you know, through prayer, through just seeking out other people, and well, my pastor and the elders, and just seeking guidance and just gaining wisdom, it's just been a true blessing. And it's actually freed me up. You know, the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Amen.
And so, you know, and that's in all things, not just in salvation. So you have to, I'm just learning how you have to have God in everything so that you can truly be free and able to do, you know, the work of the Lord, whether it's music, whether it's your pastoring, whether you're a lay pastor, a worker, whatever it is that you're doing, you have to be freed up to do it. So that's really what it's been about the last 2 years. God's really had me in, he had me in a holding pattern where all he had me do was just support other people, support other ministries. And that's all I did for about a year. I just supported other people and what they were doing. So, you know, it's really been a growing process the last 2 years, just maturing in myself, in the faith, you know, legally launching the business side of Reaching the Village Ministry, and not just, you know, having a title, but actually establishing a business, getting a business license, setting up the Soul Brother Music label, and just kind of doing the things that God wants me to do, how he wants me to do it. And just today I was sharing with the brother how, you know, God has brought all those things to pass, and how he's just blessing because of the obedience. It's been awesome.
Wow, no, that's what's up. Really legally doing a business. One dude, man, he told me this, man. He said, you know, we know how big your business is when we see the paperwork. You know what I'm saying? We know how serious you are when we can see the paperwork, when everything's in order. And, you know, it's funny. A lot of Christian artists really don't, I would say they may not know the business side, but before I say that, they really don't know the structure of a business, man. So what are some things that you learned during that time to help you set up your business correctly?
Just how to, like you said, everything is done decently and in order. And from the top down in a business, it has to be done decently and in order. So for about 6 months, before I even went and applied for the business license, I just looked at different business models. And even looked at Genuine Life, you know, especially being here, being a pillar in the, Western Washington community, everything you guys do, you know, how is it that they're structured from the top down? You know, you guys have been around for a while, there's longevity there, you know, so you kind of want to pick a company to model yours after. Of course, you're going to add your own things in there because we're all different under the sun.
Correct.
God makes us unique, so of course there's going to be some differences there, but you know, you really have to get a business model, get your plan in order, set some goals. This is all before you even apply for a business license. And then once the license came in, you know, just knowing how to document things, you know, your mileage, your receipts, you know what I'm saying, setting up your business account, having your business account separated from your personal life, So there was a lot that went in.
Hey, when you
that.
When you say that, a lot of cats ain't feeling that right there.
What's that?
Separating their money. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people do not do that, man. How? Why would you say do that, man? Because I know a lot of artists that's like, man, I got this money from my CD sales, and I had to pay these bills, and I understand it. Like, if you got to pay bills, pay bills. But how do you keep everything separate, man? Because this is a good model. For all y'all listening, this is good for y'all, man.
Yeah. Man, first of all, let's be honest. The tax man going to come call at the end of the year. Can we get an amen on that one?
Can I get a real?
Can I
get an
amen?
So, what did Jesus say? Render unto Caesar what is Caesar. You know what I mean? But you have to know what to render unto Caesar. In order to do that, you have to keep track of all your sales. CD sales, merchandise, if you're getting bookings, everything else, you need to document it, get receipts. With me, you know, I have a completely different bank, not just a different account, you know, because at first I went to the bank, my bank that my wife and I have our personal account with, and it was just a whole bunch of red tape, and, you know, I knew it was God saying, no, don't go there. I want you to go to this other bank, a smaller bank, but they deal with small businesses. That's what they specialize in.
Yeah.
And just, you know, sitting down with the representatives, they helped me set everything up and told me why it was good. You know, you want to keep everything separated. And I do understand we have bills, and that's fine, but just make sure you're documenting that. You know what I mean? And then make sure you're setting aside a certain percentage for your taxes. You know what I mean? A certain percentage aside to re-up if you need more merchandise, so on and so forth. You have to have things done in order so that you can continue the business going. You have to be so back into what you're doing. You know, you can't just take the money and run every time. You sell a CD and then the money is gone. Well, a percentage of that, first and foremost, you know, we're all believers, we pay our tithe. So, you know, a tenth goes to tithe.
That's right.
You know, for the most part, in most states, it's roughly about between 10 to 15% for your taxes. So you set that aside. And then you have to put back into the business. And then after that, that's what's yours as profit. And so there's a lot that goes into it. For those who, you know, do it that way, I just hope that you learn and understand that there's a lot to having a business. And if you're doing kingdom business, understand that there is a business side to it. So,
hey, man. And I think that's a lot of information for them. Hey, if y'all need to talk to RTL about that, you can hit him up on his Twitter. I'm trying to get him to, you know what I'm saying, resurge that Twitter joint. You know what I'm saying? At Soul Brother Music. He's the one that says, I got 6 kids. You know what I'm saying? So when you find him, you know who it is, man. At Soul Brother, and that's B-R-O-T-H-A. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got some soul music, man. And that's really what's up, man. It sounds like you've been supporting. Now, talk to me about supporting, man. And what is it like? Because for some reason, a lot of artists don't know, or either they don't know how to support or they don't want to support. But talk to me about that, man, as we get ready to roll into one of your songs.
Man, supporting is tough. I'm not going to lie. It really is tough, but it's humbling. And if you're going to be a good steward, you have to be humble. And I think that's all God was really trying to teach me, is the humility. Because there were some people that I supported, and just being honest, that had no idea what they were doing, but God had me supporting them anyway.
Yeah.
You know, but there were some people that I was able to glean from that had a lot of knowledge that I supported, that I got a lot from. So it kind of works both ways. But it could be tough, because you want to be the one who's, you know, out front and leading from the front. But sometimes God says, no, I want you to take a step back, and I want you just to support and kind of play the background for a while. When you're ready to be released, I'll let you go up front again. But right now, I need you in the back. So
that's what's up, man. So y'all going to get, we going to get it in. We going to play some of RTL's music right now. The first single that we going to play, man, from this upcoming project is I'll Go. Talk to me about this right here, man.
Man, the song is really... you know, Luke 9 and 6, the Great Commission, Matthew 28:16-20, just, you know, encouraging people to go tell somebody, and each one reach one, we can turn this world upside down for Christ, and have a victorious attitude when you go. You know, don't be ashamed, don't be nervous, but go knowing that the Spirit of the Lord has already gone before you. So that's where the song really came from. We got my man, Mr. John Duncan, on the track. I was really blessed and had a really good opportunity to meet him. It was really cool. My man, Just Praise, got him on there. And we are really excited with the final outcome.
Dope, man. So let's get it in. Out go RTL right here on Yacht of the King. Let's get it.
See, the work is plentiful, man, but the workers are very few. I got my man Just Praise with me here. See, we gon' do on this one, man. We gon' go. Let's go.
Church became a hobby, money and built a lobby. Not even close to what it is, it's really a body. We done lost the focus, real talk, stop the joking. 9 days were filled with lottie dotties and hocus pocus. If we be sons of God, let's start doing our job. Increase the kingdom, make disciples, that's the word of God. But we on another tip, concerned with our memberships. Now churches are rivaling in the hood like they Bloods and Crips. That's a sad fact, where the body at? We divided amongst each other, that's why we falling back. We on the wrong track, we need to take it back. We outside the will of God and wonder why we lack. I'm here to tell you something, fam, get your aim right. If you have received Jesus Christ, you don't have a life. In this world full of darkness, we are the light. So go and share it with them all, let it shine bright.
I'll go, every block, every borough, every street, I'll go. We soul, La Familia in the body, I'll go. My town, my city, my hood, I'll go. Use me, Lord, I'll go. Send me, Lord, I'll go.
Giving praise to the Most High. He sends me to the streets. I'm out for one, not the 99. I'm touching in the gutter. Yeah, I'm looking for the nastiest. Save forgotten souls and cursing all this blasphemous. Don't come against my father. I might strike you like Peter did. But vengeance is the Lord, so my feelings get ignored. I just focus on the mission. Make sure souls don't turn up missing. They say that I'm an oracle. I make the people listen. I ain't worried about the hate, and I already see it coming. It is written in the world of 21:17, but my Lord is supreme. You can't miss him like a ping. The battle's already won, so I'm alone in the ring. His trust is in me. He knows I'll never fail him. The cross hangs by my heart, cause the cross is where they nailed me.
I'll go every block, every borough, every street, I'll go. We store La Familia in the body, I'll go. My town, my city, my hood, I'll go. Use me, Lord, I'll go. Send me, Lord, I'll go.
To bless you, sheep amongst the wolves, wise as serpents when we slide through. Time gon' be ticked off when them saints lift off. Return is anticipated like Super Bowl kickoff. Too many broken, disgusted, they on that pipe now. We tell them Christ is the answer, they tell us pipe down. And turn our lamps down like we gotta let it shine. This world is vanity, it's sisters chasing dollar signs. Holy Father made it all A to Z. We're created by the Potter, making us all unique. If we're a reflection of the Son who beat his feet, gotta imitate his life, take the message to the street, street. All the things he did, heal the sick, raise the dead, fed the multitude, he said we should repeat, beat. Faith as a mustard seed, catch up on me, follow me. We salty feet and meat off in these streets, they need more seasoning.
I'll go, every block, every borough, every street, I'll go. Please go, La Familia in the body, I'll go. My town, my city, my hood, I'll go. Send me, Lord, I'll go. Send me, Lord, I'll go.
I'll do it, 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 I'll do it.
Trap money good while it lasts. But how long will it last? Let's go. I don't think they in it. I don't think they in it. like I say, he took a pay cut. By the way, I'm still blessed. Money can't solve some problem, but if you're on the wrong side, when he cracked that sky, it's gonna be grotesque. It's gonna be a hot mess. Surrounded by dead flesh, eternally hopeless. You better listen to the sound of the Holy Ghost, stop it, bubble jumping up in your chest. That money won't last in the past like gas, in the fate like grass. Fast, we're flashing your face like car crash. If you keep on living in darkness, homeboy, I know you ain't heartless. Rick Ross ain't fetch you that garbage. This is not a dish, this is just a word for the dope boy. Trapping and rapping, dealing with life challenges. All I'm trying to tell them is they can be better than, they can be better men. Lawyers, doctors, high school, let them in. Why are you settling for the same thing? Locked up your partner them. Why would you follow them? Why would you model them? They ain't did nothing but fail. Jesus Christ, I pray you follow him.
I don't think they in it. I don't think they in it.
That's real talk, man.
I don't think they in it.
Trap Money right there, Flame featuring Young Noah and Thizzle. You know what I'm saying? They getting it in, man. And just make sure, man, you're chasing God, man. Don't chase that trap, because a lot of people fall into that trap, man. And RTL's with me. We getting it in, man. And earlier, just a second ago, you talked about missions or actually giving to food banks and local people to help people that may not have food. Now, I know that you do this a lot with your release parties, and this is also going to be a part of the new release party that you're having. Share with us and the listeners, man, on the podcast, why you do this, man, and why is this so important to you?
Because, I mean, food is just such it's a necessity, you know. It's what's needed. And again, like I shared earlier, part of my testimony, I've been homeless twice. You know, I was homeless just back in 06.
Wow.
And God has always provided, you know, and he's places like the Puyallup Food Bank, like Tacoma Rescue Mission, City Team Ministries, and so on. I mean, they are there providing, you know, and there's a shortage. You know, we actually, City Team Ministries closed down because they lost funding. They just, there wasn't enough coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about it, that's 100 beds a night. That's, you know, that's almost 3,000 beds a month, and meals and everything else that they were providing that are gone. And so, you know, I really, really is a heavy weight, a burden. You know, it's not, when I say burden, I don't mean it in a negative way, you know, but it's really something that God puts on me. So I just feel, you know, and Jesus said, when you feed and done for the least of these, you've done it unto me. And I really feel strongly in that, you know. And just like the last 2 weeks, and God has just confirmed that, you know, people who have called me who have been in need, and you know, praise God, I've been in the position where I can make phone calls or call, you know, other brothers and get them involved. We've been able to meet needs. It's been awesome, you know, and it's really awesome being used.
No, that's dope, man. So we got that coming up, man, with this release party. And the last time, man, you, he doesn't just gather the food, man. He actually gathers the food at a release party and then drives it to the food bank. I mean, last time you rented like a U-Haul truck. And, you know what I'm saying? Just talk to me about that experience, man, doing things like that, being really hands-on in your community.
You know, it's amazing the people that you impact. I had a gentleman who was an atheist. Mm. And I was telling him about what we were doing, what we were trying to do. And the day of the release show, I never forget it, he comes up and he backs his car up and he just has all this cans of corn, just like cases of corn.
Wow.
And, you know, he just backs it up and says, you know, I don't really believe the God or believe the religion that you believe, but I believe in you.
Can I get an amen?
I said, okay, you know, praise God. And we took it. So it's amazing the impact that you have in the community. And then when we go over there to give the food, it's such a shock because they're like, oh my goodness, you know, we didn't even ask for this. You just giving it to us. And, you know, they're always, you know, very, very thankful and appreciative of what you're doing. You know, the people there, you get to actually go in, meet the people, you know, and, man, to give back, I'll tell you what, it's so much more fulfilling than actually receiving. And that's the fun part for me. I take my kids, you know, teach them the value in giving back, in being a worker in your community. And it really shows, they fall in love with it. They go, and like my daughter, she volunteers at the shelter and they go, you know, feed meals and things like that. And it's awesome. It really is.
Dope, man. Y'all hearing it from the homie RTL, man. And we're going to talk about your new business, Soul Brother Music. Talk to me about this, man. You have Reaching the Lost, Reaching the Villages Ministries, but now you have Soul Brother Music. What made you push towards that?
Well, Soul Brother Music, again, it was just I wanted to separate Reaching the Village, you know, just like any business model. You know, for those who don't know, Toyota makes Lexus, but it's a separate entity.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I was really looking to do, was just separate the two. There's a lot of things you can do in business that in ministry you can't really operate in that area, and the same and vice versa. But we really wanted to have the music side stand out, should I say. And so I was just sitting here, you know, and just thinking, like, you know, what am I going to call this thing, Lord? It just kind of came to me, Soul Brother Music. And I just did some research on it. I said, wow, I can't believe nobody else has, you know, came up with this. But that's how God is. And really what it is, I really want to just establish it in the community as, you know, something that is respected, you know, is well known, but has a good testimony.
Yeah.
You know, and just over time, you know, we've actually have two artists so far, and then we're scouting a couple of more. Got my man Franklin Daly. We're going to start working on his project here soon. We have Erica Simpson. We'll start working on her project here soon. We have a collab album that's coming out. And so there's a lot of things that are happening as far as that side is concerned. But it all ties back in to the ministry side as well, you know what I'm saying? And how we conduct our business and how we conduct ourselves, you know, being an example in the community. So, you know, Soul Brother Music is just a venture to, you know, help young artists get out there. They don't have the capital. They don't have the resources to start up. You know, they have the talent, but they just don't have, you know, the resources, you know, plug it into good studios, you know. I don't have access to a studio, getting CDs pressed up, you know, photo shoots, video shot. And so God just kind of put me in a position to where I have access to all of those things, and sometimes more than just one, you know. One's not working, I can call another. And so, you know, I know some guys who are really wanting to do the music. They have a heart for God. You know, I have all these resources that I can personally tap into. And so, you know, we decided to go with it.
That's what it is, man. You guys getting it as we chilling with the homie RTL, man. Let me ask you this, man, and then it's going to be the last question before we go into the next song. What would you say? I would say this. A lot of times I see a lot of artists, they want to do ministry, but it's just more just music. They just really want to do music. When they say they minister, but they really want to just do the music. How do we differentiate music from ministry? Or is there sometimes that they can't cross? What would you say about that?
Well, Wow. My personal feeling is that if you're doing it for God, it has to be some form of ministry involved. I know some people say, well, the music itself is ministry. I had an opportunity to go to the event with Tadashi and all those guys about a month ago. And one thing that Tadashi said is that if you're just doing the music just to do it, but you're just putting God in it, you won't succeed. You know, he said, if you're going to be successful, you have to start in your community and serving, ministering in your community. I strongly believe that. You know, and for those that are doing it, it's like, it almost feels like you're pimping God. You can't do it. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
I'm gonna make these songs. I want to put God in it. I'm going to get that, you know, religious people behind it, church people, going people behind it. But I'm really not about it. You know what I mean? Everybody, every artist that you talk to that does it. I mean, you know, for example, Marvin Sapp, you know, he'll come do a show and, you know, yeah, he'll come do the music and gotta move. But when he goes back to his community, he takes what he's learned and what he's earned and he sows back into that Detroit, Michigan area big time.
Yeah.
You ask anybody and they'll tell you, you know, he has established a foothold in that community with what he does. So it goes beyond the music. You know, to do it any other way, I don't know. Maybe there is. And I just don't have an understanding. I lack an understanding of that. But yeah, that's just my opinion. I'm not saying that that's the way it should be. But if you're doing the music, if you're using God's name to make music, then you should be about God's work and about his business.
Hey, the truth is the truth. I don't care whose mouth it come from. That's the truth right there, man. So, hey, we got to make sure we're doing that, man. Make sure ministry is our purpose, man. And even sometimes just pray and say, God, reveal to me to just make sure I'm doing the right thing, man. There's nothing wrong with saying, God, I don't know it all. So you should say that. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of that, we got to mend some fences, man. That's the new joint you got, Mending Fences. What's this song all about, man, and who's on it?
I got my man Jazz Digga on it. We've been talking about collabing for some time now. And praise God, he flew all the way out here from Dallas to record it.
Yeah.
Good brother. He's like, we're actually working on something else together right now. So it's really about forgiveness and reconciliation. God just kind of had me in this place where I just kept, you know, running into people that I had, you know, basically messed over years ago. And having gone through a, you know, a 12-step program, I believe one of the steps is whenever possible, after you've come to the realization that your ways were wrong, and you understand that you caused a lot of hurt, whenever possible, you should go back and try to make amends. And the song is really about making amends, because when you forgive and when you are forgiven, you are free. And when you harbor animosity and ill feelings towards your brother, you're in bondage. And so really it's about going back and making things right. Me talking, you know, going back and making these relationships right, apologizing and trying to mend fences. And so that's where the song really comes from.
That's what it is, y'all. So let's go ahead and hop into Mending Fences, RTL featuring Jazz Digga. And this song is available on iTunes right now, correct?
It is on iTunes and at soulbrothermusic.com.
Definitely go pick it up. Support my brother as he's doing what he's doing. Soul Brother Music, let's go.
This is harder than expected. Wanna pick my life up right where I left it. Sins in the rear view, still keep a clear view. I'm feeling unplugged from the folks I connect with. And this'll probably be the realest rhyme I ever wrote. Pray that my words ain't in vain, varicose. Yeah, he washes clean white like some matching knuckles. Never said he'd take us out, only keep us through the struggle. And this goes out to all those that I did wrong. Putting down a lot on, focused in the flash on. Apologies, match works is a must. Cause the hardest thing to lose and get back is trust.
All the mistakes I made in the past are all gone. Trying to take the high road, but the path was all wrong. Christ showed me the way I could be free. Live my life as a vessel, that's why he chose me. Hey, I don't want nothing else holding me back, cause I'm in fences. chose me.
To every lady that I hurt in the past,
I'm sorry.
Said I love you, holding back my laugh,
I'm sorry.
If your heart infiltrated through promises, dinner dating, stood you up for a good time, someone new to lay with, yo, that's my fault, not the next getting next to you. Let him, if he love God, treat you like he's supposed to. And to my mama, I know I disrespected, I know I didn't listen, but I heard every lesson. Yeah, and to my ex, still waters run strong, funky and sweaty on, pissed the way we had to roll on. All my guys that I fronted on the clown, stop hanging around, I'm built up to let down. To my wife, it took me time to realize how I made today's black when I told you the widest lies. Yeah, I'm back, Brett Favre, and won't jet again. Spent too much time away, guilt tripping. Yeah, I'm saved, path fault still a burden, but forgiveness from the ones I love makes change worth it.
All the mistakes I made in the past are all gone. Tryna take the high road, but the path was all wrong, wrong. Nobody showed me the way I could be free. Yeah. My life as a vessel, that's why you chose me. Yeah. I don't want nothing else holding me back, cause I don't want nothing from sadness. Why show me love, now I'm showing it back, cause I'm in sadness. Why show me the way I could be free. Then my life as a vessel, that's why you chose me. If I did something to offend you, then you gotta forgive me.
Forgive me.
It's only because the Holy Spirit wasn't living within me.
Within me.
He lives inside me now. So my past can't hold me down. If you wanna be in God's will, then you gotta forgive me.
Forgive me.
If you wanna be in God's will, then you gotta forgive me.
Forgive me.
He lives inside me now. But the path was all wrong. Christ showed me the way I can be free. In my life as a vessel, that's why you chose me.
I don't want
nothing else holding me back. Show me love now, show me back, cause I'm
giving it back, I'm feeling sad.
Christ showed me the way I can be free. In my life as a vessel, that's why you chose me. God's will, then you gotta forgive me.
I'm a hater.
that we lit up. I see the fire burning, there's no shutting up. The reason why my clique is burning, you can call us fire band. No reason, man, to call on the fire man. That nigga let it burn, he gonna turn it up. You see the furnace rising, rising, now we tanked up. Now we all grip, in my best script. Ain't worried about it, homie, I ain't gonna even trip. Hello, gonna let it burn. I'm gonna let it build up to the top like a T-urn. I'm feeling out great, I'm feeling out good. So energetic, motivated by the spirit, dodging that sin. So athletic, I'm ready, I said it, and now it's embedded. My time, my life, no him, I regret it. Now won't you calm down, now won't you calm down. I got that fire in me, so I never shut you down.
I got that fire, shut up, give me woman, I'ma let it.
I'ma let it burn.
Hey, yo,
what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip-hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip-hop.
Yo.
The real hip-hop.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
TheSunToTheSouth.com, the online source for all hip-hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Who are you? TheSouth.com, where you can shop the hip-hop music store with free music downloads.
Music shoppers, there's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip-Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more. And more.
TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California love.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast. With the fattest gospel hip hop. Latest news.
Videos.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
Yo,
turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online.
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
I always got it.
Come on over to YadaTheKing.com.
Live every Thursday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern. Definitely want to get it in with us, man, as we interview the best in gospel urban music.
Check out the Fun Facts segment, man. You don't want to miss this.
Catch up on our interviews and Chase's devotional.
Subscribe to the email list, man, and see what's popping on Twitter and Facebook with us. You dig?
Your home for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
YadaTheKing.com. I'ma let it burn. Let the spirit of God burn inside. You know what I'm saying? Let it go. Let it flow. That's Uprise Click. Let it burn on Yada the King Radio. We getting it in right now with the homie RTL, man, that is definitely has a fire and a desire to reach people, to reach the lost. That's what RTL stands for. And it ain't just a acronym. You know what I'm saying? So RTL, man, we getting it in. We having a good time, man. And today's topic, man, I'm gonna have to do this, man. We gonna have to look up what the topic. I got a tweet from Artist for Love at Artist the number 4 LOV on Twitter. They was like, man, a specific topic is she wanted to know why Christian rap artists beef. And some of the questions she had was why they won't cross record label lines, you know what I'm saying, and why some aren't supporting underground or new artists so that they can be mentored and get exposure. What do you think about that whole thing right there, RTL, man? Do you feel like there is Tupac Biggie beef?
I mean, I don't think it's Tupac Biggie beef. I think that it's just that...
Minus the guns.
Yeah, minus the guns.
Yeah.
I don't really think that it's Tupac Biggie beef. I think maybe, you know, when you come into stardom and fame so fast, so quickly, I don't really think that they're forgetting, you know, the underground artists. But honestly, you probably just don't think about it, you know, because you don't have a lot of time. I'm just a local cat, you know, I mean, just being honest, but man, I'd be so busy, you know, but I do know that there comes a time when you have to take the time out to mentor other people, because I've been mentored, you know what I mean? Shout out to my man, Original. Shout out to my man, Servant. You know what I mean? Because I've been mentored by other brothers who've been doing it for a while and have kind of, you know, took me by the hand and say, okay, brother, you know, let me show you how to do this thing. Let me show you how to work it. So it is important. I would never look to, and I always mention Lecrae because he's just so well known. You know, it's no diss. You know what I mean? I love what they're doing at Reach. But you know what I'm saying? Honestly, he's probably not going to be able to touch and affect as many people as he would like to. You know what I mean? I'm sure he would admit that. So I know it's hard. I mean, I don't really think it should be a beef. It's really not about having beef. I mean, if you got personal beef, you know, you got to settle that if you're trying to be a Christian, stay saved. But stay saved. You're trying to make the heaven, you need to settle that beef. I think maybe it's just more of a misunderstanding. And maybe it has something to do with know-how as well. Maybe you just don't know how to mentor.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe you just don't know how. And not knowing how, you just don't do it. You know, a lot of people, the reason, you know, they don't know how to do something, so they won't take the time to learn. They just won't do it. Not understanding that just by being you, and if I could, man, just share it real quick. Man, I was watching this show the other day about Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. And when Aaron Rodgers got drafted and Brett Favre was there, Brett Favre turned to Aaron Rodgers and said, I'm not here to teach you anything. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? He was like, I'm not going to teach you all this stuff so you can take my job. And that was Brett Favre's attitude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But Aaron Rodgers, you know, he comes off as a very humble dude. He was like, you know what? Just watching Brett and his day-to-day preparation and getting ready and watching film, even though we didn't talk and communicate, he didn't take me by the hand and show me and sit me down and teach me, I learned so much. And a lot of artists have to understand that people can learn just by watching your life. You know what I mean? And you're mentoring without saying a word because people are watching your life.
Now, look, there's a couple things, spins we can go off that. One is what Brett Favre's attitude, and then we're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers' attitude. Now, this is football. It's a competitive sport. Right. Like, it's not for the soft. It's not for the weak. If you weak, don't do it. But Brett Favre said, I'm not going to show you nothing because I might lose something. Do you feel there's some artists that have that same spirit where I might lose, so I'm not going to teach you what I know?
I do. I think sometimes that comes into play. It's like the janitor, you know what I mean? He's the only one who knows how to fix the heat system. Mm-hmm. So it's like job security, you know what I mean? If I don't teach nobody else how to do it, then I'm always going to have a job. And I think some of that can come into play, but, you know, really in our genre, in our community, there's really no place for that. You know, I was always taught, being in the military, you teach the guy beneath you everything that you know. So if something were to happen to you, you can continue on with the mission. And so I really, you know, believe wholeheartedly in that. You know, there are younger artists that I try to mentor, that I try to pour into. And, you know, just, you know, hey, bro, I don't know everything, but what I do know, I will give you. I don't have everything, but what I do have, it's yours. I think we need to do more of that, especially, you know, there are a lot of good underground artists. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Pac-Man, ridiculous.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Ridiculous. I mean, lyrically, his heart for the Lord and everything he does, he's awesome. He really is. You know what I mean? There are a lot of other artists, names like Smiley D. We were just talking about him. Got delivered like some Papa John. Dude, shut it down. You know what I mean? There are a lot of artists, but it's going to take them getting an opportunity. You know what I mean? And me personally, I've never been one of them cats to run around with my demo tape. You know, when I met Tadashi, when I met Braille, I didn't have my demo tape in my hand. Like, yo, go listen to my demo, because ultimately promotion comes from on high.
Yeah.
You know, and so I don't look for a man's approval. You know, I just look for God to say, hey, brother, keep going, or hey, you need to stop. So I don't think you need to go that route either. So
I'm gonna ask you this, man. On the flip side, Aaron Rodgers learned. And I see Wes, he said that was real good. Jesus taught the disciples so that they could do the same thing he did. Matter of fact, Jesus said this, you're going to surpass me. You know what I'm saying? Do you feel like there is artists that have that kind of mentality? Or do you even feel like, you know what I'm saying, it's like, man, well, we the last of the greats. You know, after us, it's going to start all over. What do you think?
I mean, if it's like that, then it's then a whole community as a whole is going to fail. We have to, I cannot stress this enough, prepare the younger generation, because let's be honest, we're not getting no younger, and we're not going to be able to do this forever, you know. And so we have to prepare them so that we can pass the mantle on to them so they can continue to press on. If that is the case and people are really acting like, I would really encourage you to really, you know, get a heart check. And realize that you're going to have to, you know, open some doors for other people, just like other people open those doors for you, so you can get to where you are. Do I think it exists? Yeah, I mean, I've experienced it personally. You know, yeah. I mean, I've experienced it where, you know, you talk to an artist. I mean, I've been big time, so it's quote unquote, you know, you're going to try to talk to an artist, but they're just too big time to talk to you. At the same time, you know, I've had artists that are very well known. I met Dawkins and Dawkins. Anson Dawkins, been a good brother. Met him. You know, we fellowship, chopped it up. The whole nine, he was real cool.
Yeah.
You know, and so he really gave me a lot of knowledge, bestowed a lot of wisdom on me. And so I just don't think that can exist here. I don't think that in our community, in our genre, let's be real, it's still growing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not where it can be and where it needs to be. Especially for moving into our third generation of hip hop, you know what I'm saying? So we got to really prepare the younger cats who are coming up behind us, so they can relate to those who are on their level and continue to press the mantelpiece. And I mean, you know, I mean, you can't thank a Lecrae, you know what I'm saying? Even man, Genuine Life, man, what you guys are doing, man, is big. You know what I'm saying? Can't thank guys like you enough for, you know, being a lighthouse for, you know, for us other artists to come and follow.
So. Right. And I'm gonna say this, man. If an artist, I'm gonna talk about this later, but if an artist looks only to another artist to think that, hey, I gotta make it, and this person's gonna help me get on, you're looking at the wrong person. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're going to get on that a little bit later. Hands Up Surrender. This is an artist, man, that we just talked about that gives back. His name is D-Mob. He's featured on this joint, Hands Up Surrender. What's up, RTL? Talk to me about this track.
Man, if you don't surrender, you're never going to get through what you're fighting until you surrender. And it sounds crazy. I had this wild dream that I was being chased, and I was trying to run from this thing. And then when I just stopped running and just surrendered, it was like everything was just right. Everything was just made right. And so it really is a call. Whatever you're going through, if you're struggling with something, I mean, just, you know, just being transparent. I mean, I struggle with pornography. I struggle with impure thoughts. I struggle with all those things. And I really had to get to the point where I just surrendered to God. I mean, wholeheartedly surrender. I mean, not play where you keep, you know, you put your little stuff in a little shoebox and put it at the top of the closet. Now, I mean, clean house, you know, get an accountability partner.
Yeah.
I mean, confess, come clean with yourself, come clean with the Lord, you know what I'm saying? And really, really surrender, and then watch God take that yoke off you. And then until you surrender, you're always going to be burdened with that, and that's what it's going to take. You just got to really, really just let it all go. And give it over to God, and then watch God work. So that's what the song was about, man. D-Mob came with a crazy verse on it. Made me want to rewrite mine, but at the encouragement of the producer, my man Casino, he was like, nah, man, you're good. But, I was like, man, D-Mob ripped it, man. I can't.
Yeah, who's the other cat featured on here, man?
Casino, man. He actually sang on the hook.
Okay.
Did a really good job. You know, his mom, I'm going to tell on him. His mom is an evangelist down in Florida.
Oh, wow.
So, he heard the song, and originally we had another singer on it, and I heard it. It really spoke to him, and he said, "You know what, man? Let me see what I can do with it." And he went in and he just basically tore the roof off of it. So. All
right, man. So let's check it out right here on Yacht of the King Radio. Let's get it in.
To think sin was amazing. Now in the sun like a raisin. Hole in my life like a wet bag. Now in the sun of man, rap till I'm toe tag. Or I'm totally engulfed in JC. The rock, not JT. Blind to I see. That my sin had a bright fear, consequential. Plans for this life, nah, it ain't coincidental. Pardoned by his mercy, saved by his bracing. Nah, I ain't perfect, homie, that takes patience. Crucified a flesh killer, owe me. Slave to my sin, yup, Satan called me Toby. And play me on that weak side till I cross over. Get it cross over, cross means it's over. Damn, I got super, espialidocious. Surrender to the Lord, get the devil, adios.
And I wanna meet him with my hands up high. And I don't care if the whole world sees me. If the whole world sees me. Hands up, let's get my eyes.
Thought it was strange. Grabbed the phone, dialed the number. Hello, this is James. I'm like, what up? I'm tripping. Got a situation on my hands up. I'm frustrated. Seem like people really don't understand. It's hard to walk away from sinful desires without the spirit. Soon as I mention, give it to God. They ain't trying to hear it. I hate to see them fighting the battle that's not theirs. Steady dealing with a witch project that's not Blair's.
What you mean?
I mean, they keep going in circles with the same sin. Told them total submission. Only way God can change men. He was like, yeah, they gotta resist the devil. And he will see you serious about repentance and flee. You just keep being an example, and if need be, direct them to the Bible, tell them come and read me. I'm like, bet, I appreciate your time. No problem, they can't do it without God, bottom line.
No, my lady, is you with me? If you hear me, let me see your hands up, let me hear you say. Oh, my homies, if you with me, bring them out, let me see your hands up, let me hear you say.
Here on Kingdom 89, the station that lifts him up and won't let you down. That was the new hit single from RTL's album. If you ain't got it,
what are you waiting for?
RTL will be tearing down the T-Dome this Friday. Tickets on sale at all your local ticket retailers. Be the first call at the top of the hour and you may win free tickets to the show. What we're going to do here right now, we're going to take a couple callers. Caller, man, what's your name, man?
Hey, my name is J.C. Liffle, son, you know what I mean?
All right, man, but what you here to talk about, bro?
Yo, man, I'm here to talk about, man, the fact, man, why y'all always bigging up RTL,
okay,
man? You know what I'm saying? Why y'all always bigging this dude up, you know what I'm saying?
Man, listen, man, everybody can't be out front, bro. We all got to play our part, man.
My 4,000, yo. My 4,000,
man. Not everybody gonna be on the radio, man. Listen, listen, I'm sure your stuff is... Well, Mr. Big Deal, listen, we all have a role to play in building the kingdom. Oh, yes, we're recognizing, all right, sir. Okay, yeah, we recognize...
Like the moon, there is something I want you to know. You are beautiful. Say mama, sorry for the long nights and all that drama. Headphone call, I know that it was hard. Hoping I ain't laid out dead or behind bars. Forgive me mama, you did the best that you could. Single mother raising two boys in the hood. And you would do without, as long as we were good. If I could pay you back for everything, ma, I would.
You know I would.
And even though I was so bright, I was hard headed, couldn't get my act right. Glad you got a chance to see me walk this new life. Man, then you get rest when you lay down that night.
Like the moon, there is something I want you to know. You are beautiful, you are beautiful, you are beautiful, you are beautiful. Hey mama,
hey mama, I wanna say mama, I love you to death and I miss you mama. I wasn't your son, you birthed my mama, but everybody know you were like my mama.
Hey mama,
she had a heart full of gold and a smile like that'll melt through the cold.
I hurt you bad,
trying to sell dope, cause the only thing that you could buy were Goodwill clothes. Man, I was so ungrateful. Glad I got the chance, I can physically thank you. And I thank the Lord for the gift that he gave you. In the time
mama,
he allowed me on earth with an angel. Trying to be a single mama, kids acting up, daddy long gone, bills stacking up, you trying to make it on your own.
I know it hurt, but don't let that break you. If it don't get you, only thing it makes you even more strong. You gotta hold on, hold your head high, mommy, this your song.
Hey mama, I know them nights stay long. Plus you back in school,
I'm proud of you too.
I know your feet, they hurt.
Hey mama, right there from Thizzle featuring Fitzgerald. Beautiful harmonies right there. They was killing it at the end. Man, my Lord. That's what it is, man. RTL getting it in with us, man, right now. He got a song about his mom too, man, on one of his later projects. Definitely go pick that up. Go get that. You know what I'm saying? RTL, man, for the people wondering, because there is some people like, yo, what project are these joints on? Where can I pick them up? What's the name of your project, and when is it dropping, and where can they get it?
Man, The Takeover comes out August 11th, and it'll be on iTunes, Reverb Nation, SoulBrotherMusic.com. Pretty much, it'll be anywhere that you can buy music. You know what I mean? We're looking at getting it on the mobile sites, its brand, and some of these other companies. We really want to tap into that that opportunity, so... Anywhere you can download music and get it, you can get it there always. You can hit the website at SoulBrotherMusic.com. Everything will be there. Matter of fact, you can go to Soul Brother Music right now and download the very first project from RTL 100% free. You can also get the mixtape, the Freedom mixtape, free of charge. You can download the whole thing and just, you know, put it in your CD deck and just enjoy.
Dope, man. So go ahead and pick this project up. Support our brother. Not only that, man, talk to us about the release parties that you got coming up in Seattle. And if somebody does want to book you, how they can go about doing that.
Oh, man, we are ecstatic about the CD releases that are coming up. We call it the Takeover Tour Northwest. Originally, we were supposed to be a West Coast tour. We're going to hit Arizona, California, Nevada, some of the other places. But as God would have it, my wife is pregnant, and I don't want to be too far away from her.
So is this going to be number 7?
No, this is number 6.
Oh, okay. Whoa, wait, my bad. I'm losing count.
Come on. Slow down. So this is number 6. It's a little girl, and so I'm excited.
Woo-wee.
Yeah, because now my daughter, she's the oldest, and, you know, she's a teenager now, so she don't want to have nothing to do with me. So, having a little girl is exciting. Another little girl running around the house.
Yeah.
Exciting. But, so, you know, we're really, you know, our goal was to just do outreach, you know, and just being honest, you know, as we sat down and began to plan it, we were like, you know, people aren't going to drive and pay money to come see us. RTL is not a household name. So, you know, in the spirit of Jesus, you know, you're talking about Jesus the Christ, the one who died for all of us. He went to the people. He didn't make the people come to him. As his name spread and the things that he was doing spread, you know, then more people began to come. But he still would walk and take time out to go to the people. So that was the mindset behind it. We're going to go to the people. Working with some of the relationships that I have in the area, we actually booked 10 venues. It was pretty outstanding the way that God worked it.
Praise God.
We wanted 10. We got 10. So we're doing Destination Christian Center with Pastor Corey, New Life Baptist Church with, you know, Bishop Obey and Pastor C. That's in Lacey. We actually got an opening at Monroe Correctional Facility because I promised the inmates there if I ever drop another album, I would do an album release just for them. They always ask me that. So we got that on September 2nd. Then the 8th, we're at a Crossover Christian Center in Lakewood, Washington. That's the 8th of September. The 15th, we're out in Bremerton. The 22nd, we're in Auburn. The 29th, we're out in Bellevue. And then I believe, August 31st, we're looking to be in Everett. I missed that one. And then November 17th, that's the culminating event. We're looking at partnering with Lifeline Records and CBG, making that like a collective release because he's going to release his album at the same time. And then we're going to, he partners with one of the rescue missions with Bread from Heaven, and then I'm going to partner with Puyallup Food Bank. We're going to try to raise a lot of money, raise a lot of food, a lot of awareness for hunger in that show. And then at the beginning of next year, we're hoping to get down in California after the baby is born and healthy and my wife is recovered. Then we can really get on the grind and start that. So, we're really excited about it, about the album. I had an opportunity to work with some of the people that I really look up to, Braille, D-Ma. Actually chopped it up with Brenton, even though it didn't work out as far as us working on the song together.
Yeah, that's my guy. Yeah.
Yeah, Brenton, he's a real good, he's a real cool dude.
Holla at the preacher for a feature.
just building, you know, it was fun building those relationships. Actually, I finally had the opportunity to meet Braille face-to-face. We've just been emailing back and forth for a while. He's a really cool dude, you know, and he knows his word, you know, don't sleep, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't sleep for a second. The brother know the word, you know what I'm saying? We were talking about a verse of scripture, and brother, let's read that again. So, you know, we're excited about it, man. You know, of course, I got my Tacoma people on it, my Seattle people on it. You know, we got Just Praise, Black Crown, Genuine Life, man. Come on. You already know, man. And so we're excited.
All right, man. Any last words that you got that you would like to share with the people out there, man? Any encouragement? Nothing discouraging. Anything that you want to encourage the people with?
Whatever your dreams are, chase them at all costs. Never let fear stand in the way. and just know the only thing that beats a fail is a try. So no matter what you do, just try, 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 and try again.
Dope right there. RTL, man. Somebody in Orlando's like, you need to come out to Orlando, and that's what's up, man. So definitely would love to see you. I would love to see my brother out there, man. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody does want to book you, how can they do that again?
Hit me up at soulbrothermusic.com, S-O-U-L-B-R-O, spelled ebonically there, Brother Music. You can also hit me on Facebook. I'm just www.facebook.com/RTLbiz. And if you want to hit me on an email, it's just holla@RTL@soulbrothermusic.com.
All right, so that's what's up, man. RTL, we appreciate you getting it in with us. We're going to check this song out, man. And y'all be right back with us right after this message. All right, here we go.
I gotta speak his name. Feel the power when I use it. I speak the same soul. What y'all rapping for? Amusement? I will never take the name Jesus out my music. I will never take Jesus out my music. I gotta preach his name. Feel the power when I use it. I speak the praise life. What y'all try to break? Confusion? So that God is someone to speak to. I'm a window seat to God, I hope you can see through. If I can't speak his name, why even believe, dude? Liars hide the truth, so I should've believed you. So you're saying don't speak his name so that I can be viewed good? Cause I ain't seeking fame, I'm trying to be used. Jesus, he be the center of my life. This is biblical and lyrical form on the mic. Get it right, a Gentile, my approach is so polite. Love is the definition of him, discerning in my sight. He's the joy in my delivery, the flavor in my metaphors. It's all him, none of me. My flow came from the Lord. We rep kings, can't let it be known. True disciples on the microphone, it's on. I will never take Jesus out my music. I gotta speak his name, feel the power when I use it. I speak the same soul, what y'all rapping for? Amusement? I will never take the name Jesus out my music. I will never take Jesus out my music. I gotta preach his name, feel the power when I use it. I speak the praise life, what y'all try to break? Confusion? I will never take the name Jesus out my music.
Yes, come on one accord, don't you know we on the same team? I'm a rep for Christ, even when I'm in the mainstream. So here I come, mainstream, lifting Jesus' name up, praise team.
My gift come from God, no I won't abuse it, flow so hard, spirit-led music.
Yeah, that's right, every time I grab the mic, I rap for Christ, committed like a Nazarite.
Silly virgin with no oil in your lamp, ashamed of the bridegroom. Confess the Lord in church, but in the public they deny you. Must I remind you, Christ got me on my tomb. Instead in my sin, but he reigns like a typhoon. You are a follower, free and started mafia. You forgot the one who taught you to fish for men, not tilapia. You made it unpopular, reputation was dropping. Cause you forgot the name of Joshua, translated Yahshua.
I will never take his shoe. Jesus at the center, he's the reason for my music. Boomin', watch me lose it if they say that I can't use it. Foolish, I abuse it, yet they find it so amusing. Clueless of the powers I smash on these bitches. Toothless, booted from society, we ruthless. Let's do this. Vine on the hook, trebly rockin' to it. Kings can't won't ever take Jesus out of my music.
I will never take Jesus out my music. I gotta speak his name, feel the power when I use it. I speak the same soul, what y'all rapping for? Amusement? I will never take the name Jesus out my music. I will never take Jesus out my music. I gotta preach his name, feel the power when I use it. I speak the praise life, what y'all try to break? Confusion? I will never take the name Jesus out my music.
I ain't taking Jesus out not one bar. Put an idol over my savior, no cop one car. He's the one that pulled me out when I was in hell in that powder. Getting powered up on pills, rolling blunts every hour. Christian rappers always yapping, talking about they unashamed. But lately things have changed, they scared to scream Jesus' name. I'm a positive rapper, don't call me Christian, what they say. But Satan got and no soldiers, so far I'm rapping the game.
Yo, I will never take Jesus on my music, man, stupid. Love grip my heart and I'm not talking about Cupid. Talking about the one that came and that got crucified. Just say you wanna and them can have eternal life. That's why me like shot right never dim. Every time touch my man, bigger my king. You ain't alien, message my bring. For salvation, that's it. To bring same name, not deleting. Keep repeating, cancel speaking till they believe in him. Name, not deleting. Keep repeating, cancel speaking till they believe in him.
Let's go. Kids. We never fold up, we never fall back, we never relent. And what you call that is being sold out above all that. We believe him and give it all back. I am perfect in my purpose, and my worth is, and my service, and my thirst is for true worship. And you can learn about it all in my verses. I'm just a young boy from the south side of Chi-Town I represent.
I never be the same, cause he showed me that there's nothing I should fear.
Work it all out of my prayers. Therefore, ain't no door that I can't walk through, ain't go for. We don't die young, cutting we soul. Walking on water, waiting on a downpour. Ain't no shore, no way to afford. Head don't turn, cause I stay on course. Got my map and I'm on my horse. And the time running out, but I own doors. Throw your stones and swing your swords. I overcome it all, but I check my source. I live through him, you can feel my force. If you live like me, in a unified force.
I'm relentless forever, never going away. You can watch me die, see me go in the grave. See my flesh decay. Still, I'm never gonna fade in the back.
Wait. Bring that back.
I'm relentless forever, never going away. You can watch me die, see me go in the grave. See my flesh decay. Still, I'm never gonna fade in the back of your mind. You gon' still hear me say.
I'm not telling you to go rushing out with no thought, no plan, just busting out. But I'm telling you to stop standing still. The enemy alive with a plan to kill everything you are, everything you work. Erase your life, erase your work. Wanna see you fall flat, reminiscing, looking back. How'd it happen like that? And it's all a blur, so don't live your life. Trap your fear, reach your goals, win your years. You are here, and you are here. You are here, and you are here.
Yeah, that's one of them songs where you feel like body slamming demons. You know what I'm saying? Y'all thought I was going to say somebody. No, I'm talking about demons. You know what I'm saying? We relentless forever, man. And how many of you know that this is a spiritual fight? Matter of fact, since it is a spiritual fight, I want us as believers to be very careful about how we react to news about other believers. We just seen recently Creflo Dollar was charged with something, and we don't know what all that goes on, but one thing I was talking to another brother about, man, is we as believers, we have to first, when we hear something, our first reaction should be prayer. It should not be, oh man, do you know what, we should be in prayer. I know a lot of Christians that are like, man, I knew he was gonna fall. Like, that's not what God wants us to do. And even if he did do something wrong, we should gently restore our brothers to the faith. That's what the word of God says. So be very careful, because I'm gonna say this: the world wants to crucify religion, which they consider Christianity religion. I know it's not religion, but they want to crucify what we do. They want to stop what we do. I just seen some news about C28, a Christian clothing store, has shut down their doors because the malls no longer want anything to do with them. We're living in the last days, man. So beef between believers, we should not have this, man. You know what I'm saying? And I think it does exist on certain levels. Obviously, we're not murdering people. We're not, you know what I'm saying, shooting people. We're not doing stuff like that. But Jesus said this: if in your heart you've decided to murder somebody, if in your heart you decided to have anger and rage towards somebody, you've already done broke the law, man. So we have to check our hearts. It's a heart issue, man. Do you love your brothers? Do you love your sisters? And I even ask artists out there, man, if you see another Christian artist doing their thing, or let's say there's only one more spot, will you take the back seat for one of your brothers, man? I mean, I'm big on that. Like, be willing to take a back seat sometimes to see somebody else go forth, to see somebody else succeed, which is in the kingdom of God. That's the way that we have to be thinking, man. And the mentality of I'm not teaching you nothing so that you don't surpass me, man. Personally, I want to see people do things better than I do. I think that I'm good in some of the stuff I do. I'm not gonna front. I'm not gonna be like, I'm all right. I like what I do, but I will say this: if I have the opportunity, I'll just say that plainly. If my kids are doing music, they should do music way better than me. I should be able to train them up to do something better than me. Even young artists, man, if you're gonna do stuff, I should not say, man, I'm only gonna teach you this because I wanna. Like Michael Jordan, one of the greatest players, he trains up a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? He has training camps. We got to do the same thing. Find out how we can do that to help expand what we're doing, man. And stop the beef, man. You know what I'm saying? Christian labels, not working with other labels. Let's stop that, man. And let's continue to move forward, man. And I can say this. We have seen it begin to break down, but we want to continue to see it more, man. Because we are nobody. Kate, I see you. You said we got to humble ourselves. And if we don't humble ourselves, God will humble us, man. And that's very important, man. Let's make sure we get it. It's the Warrior Don Christian, man, and you're tuned in to Yada the King Radio. And God bless y'all. Y'all keep it Christ life.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da King, Shabak da King, I yada da King, I yada da King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da King, Shabak da King, we yada da King, we yada da King.